From NPR News, it's day to day. The economy is even affecting coffee giant Starbucks. The company announced it's closing some 600 stores. Marketplace's Janet Babin is here now. And Janet, what's behind these closures?
Well, Madeline, like you said, the economy is troublesome. We're flirting with recession. Gas is above $4 a gallon. Everything seems to cost more, and people are starting to rethink that $4 cup of coffee. And same-store sales for Starbucks in the U.S. are down about 5%. So it's looking bad. But it's not all the economy for Starbucks. Some of this pain, analysts say, was self-inflicted. You probably noticed the green and white mermaid just about everywhere the past few years. And analysts say that Starbucks just cannibalized itself. It expanded too fast and has ended up competing with itself. And the company's closing 600 stores. It sounds like a lot, but it ends up being just 8% of all Starbucks stores in the U.S. After they finish this restructuring, they're still going to have 6,600 stores in the U.S.
So there will likely be one on the opposite corner. So, but what about the other competition, other coffee companies? Can they step in and grab some of those Starbucks customers?
In the short run, this may be an opportunity for those competitors to step up sales. But you have to remember, they're also feeling the pain of the economic downturn. They're paying more for transportation, more for raw ingredients, and they're seeing fewer customers. And also, the competition that is out there is pretty small. Caribou Coffee is second to Starbucks. It has just 500 stores compared to Starbucks, which, as we said, has thousands. There is a new breed of coffee challenger out there trying to compete on price. And we're talking here about the McDonald's latte, the Dunkin' Donuts latte. John Owens is an analyst with Morningstar. I spoke to him about these new guys, and he says, so far, advantage Starbucks.
Individual chains aren't a huge threat. Collectively, they might pose a little bit of a threat. And certainly, if the Starbucks brand becomes commoditized, then Starbucks would become very vulnerable to the likes of McDonald's and Dunkin' Donuts.
Now, Madeline, Owens talks there about commoditization. And what he means by that is, you know, if Starbucks somehow fails to sell itself to us as a superior product, then we all start to think of coffee as just another commodity like sugar or salt. And if that's the case, the only thing that matters with sugar or salt or any commodity really is price. So Starbucks really has to make sure it differentiates itself somehow from the cheaper coffee that's available to us right now.
So somehow it's got to tell us, look, you know, our cup of coffee, although it might be a lot more expensive, is a lot better than a Dunkin' Donuts cup of coffee.
Exactly. And they're working hard. Starbucks is working hard to do that. It's got new equipment that it says will brew better coffee drinks. It's got new espresso machines. And also, it's still pushing that Starbucks experience. You know, it wants to position the store as that third place between home and work.
Well, thanks, Janet. Janet Babin of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace.